Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. The headlines: Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan has been in Donegal today. He ruled out an immediate public inquiry into the Chrysler tragedy. There were 7,201 people signing on the live register in Donegal last month, down 4% on the November 2024 figure. The numbers fell across all of the social welfare offices in the county. A memo on age verification for social media sites could be brought to Cabinet as early as next week. Later in the bulletin, Mark's here with the sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15, and Beg an Nochlegwing Ilacholam Ferreter. But first, Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan has ruled out an immediate public inquiry into the Chrysler tragedy. Speaking to Highland Radio News during a visit to Donegal today, he said his view is that justice isn't delivered through inquiries, and if there's a prospect of one or more prosecutions, then that should be the government's focus. Minister O'Callaghan also visited Carndonagh this morning, where he confirmed that a new Gartha station will be built.
In the Justice Capital Development Plan, there's a commitment in it that there's going to be a new Gartha station provided in Carndonagh. I was at the small station this morning. Carndonagh is obviously a growing town, and I think it's important that we do have a new station there. So we've to start the process now of looking for a site. I'll be doing that in consultation with Minister Boxer Moran, and hopefully we can start getting work constructed on it in the not too distant future.
And Minister, there is a growing call in Donegal and outside for a public inquiry into the Chrysler tragedy. The argument from your predecessors has been that we need to leave the Gartha investigation see out its course first. Others say that's not necessarily the case. What's your take on this?
I had the privilege there of meeting the parents of Leona Harper, and they were expressing to me the views that they have, and indeed the views of the other families of Chrysler. My own view is that justice is not delivered by inquiries. Justice is delivered in our courts, and I said that to the family today. I want to see a prosecution if there's sufficient evidence brought, and that has to be the primary focus in respect of the state's response to the tragedy in Chrysler. If there is no prosecution, or if when the prosecutions conclude, and obviously the inquest will take place, if at that stage there are still questions remaining, I'll certainly be open to considering what steps can be provided in order to give answers to the families.
And that was Minister Jim O'Callaghan speaking during a visit to Donegal today. He was in Carndonagh, Buncrana and Letterkenny. A memo on age verification for social media sites could be brought to Cabinet as early as next week. The Media Minister says that's the focus of government, rather than an outright ban on under-16s from platforms. Australia is introducing such a ban from Wednesday. Well, Minister Patrick O'Donovan says he will use Ireland's presidency of the EU next year to protect children online.
And I've made it very clear as Minister for Culture, Communications and Sport that as far as I'm concerned, our presidency, from my point of view and from our department's point of view, will be solely around the protection of the child online. This is a first step. We hope to bring a memorandum quite soon around age verification. But that involves collaborating with other colleagues, including the Department of Social Protection, around the data set.
A spokesperson for Cailleacht na Uaire in Lochinvar says images shared online are sad and shameful. The school is seeking legal advice after images depicting two masked men wearing camouflage and holding guns at the front door of the Irish language school were published. Now, the images are photoshopped and do not reflect reality. The school has reiterated its position that it's a non-denominational school where all are welcome. The Cailleacht na Uaire statement can be read in full on our website. More than 17 people have been recognised at this year's National Bravery Awards in Leinster House. Gardaí and civilians were among those honoured for their actions this afternoon. One of the awards went to Donegal man Keelan Dolan, who rescued a neighbour from a burning house after noticing smoke coming from the property. He recalled the day in question at today's ceremony.
Leaving my grandfather's house, and I was coming down the road, I suppose, and the house on the left, I could see the smoke coming from it, and I knew the elderly man on it. And I stopped and went into the house, and originally I came over, like I was overcome with smoke, so I was, and I went back out and thought maybe he's not there. And I went back in and said, I better look again, and that's when I heard him, and no, I didn't, and he fought with me and didn't want to leave, and eventually I just had to drag him out, and once I kind of got him out the door, the whole house kind of just went up in a blaze, so it did, and everything blew out.
A senior minister says it's not good enough that the majority of government departments have a gender pay gap. Data published by each department shows disparities in pay ranging from around 1% up to nearly 13% in favour of men. The departments of finance and children had low pay gaps favouring women. Health Minister Jennifer Carl McNeill says all genders need the same opportunities.
It's persistently irritating and difficult and annoying for me as a female member of cabinet to have to continue to acknowledge gender inequality in Ireland. It's not good enough. What else can I say?
Fermanagh and Omagh District Council has reaffirmed its commitment to the establishment of a crematorium in Omagh. In a statement, the council confirms work is progressing to enable a final investment decision next year, and the council has included a financial provision for such a project within its medium-term capital plan. Covering the period until 2030, the crematorium is due to be located at Greenhill Cemetery in Omagh. The Taoiseach says he understands RTE's decision to boycott next year's Eurovision Song Contest. Ireland, along with a number of other countries, won't take part in the 2026 contest after the EBU agreed to allow Israel's participation. Micheál Martin says RTE's decision is an act of solidarity with journalists who died covering the war in Gaza.
Because there are two groups of people, among many, who acted extremely brave during the war in Gaza, the medical community and journalists. And this is, among other things, an act of solidarity with those journalists who were killed in breach of international humanitarian law during the war in Gaza.
Police have made two arrests following a search of a property in Derry this morning. The planned search was carried out in the Beara Vale area of the city. A 26-year-old man was arrested on suspicion of being concerned in the possession and supply of drugs. He remains in custody. A 25-year-old woman also arrested on suspicion of drug offences. She has been released on bail to allow for further police inquiries. A Donegal TD has spoken about the moment he realised that a wall on his son's bedroom had collapsed on the inside. Deputy Charles Ward spoke today of how he was putting outdoor lights up on the gable wall of their defective block-affected home. He was wearing a GoPro camera to capture his child's reaction to the lights being switched on. Instead, he said he discovered that the wall was far more damaged than he thought. Deputy Ward told Donnermy Doherty it was a frightening realisation.
I was out with my son, and we're going to hang lights off the house, and had a GoPro on my head, which is a camera, and I wanted to record his reaction from the ladder as I would be hanging the lights. And as I went up, there's a crack that's been there for a number of years, and I've tried to repair it. I've gone up and I looked in through the crack, and the wall wasn't there. It was held together by plaster and steel mesh that I had plastered into the wall when I tried to do repairs on it about 10 years ago. And it was devastating because it just showed me my house is in terminal decline. Underneath that ladder is my child. I'm hanging lights outside his bedroom wall and there's no wall there. It's only held together by plaster.
And it's so easy for, I suppose, people to get swept up in the sort of political end of it. But yes, it's things like this here that really just sort of bring it back home to that this is people's houses.
It's real life. And as far as I'd be concerned, it's not a political issue for me. It's a human issue. It's a humanitarian crisis that we're in. And they don't take it seriously. They're not listening. But they're going to listen because what we have in Donegal is going to get worse. In the next 10 to 15 years, there will be no houses left standing. My home will not be here in 10 years' time.
And that was Deputy Charles Ward speaking to Donna Marie Doherty. Returning to an earlier story, there were 7,201 people signing on the live register in Donegal last month, down 4% on the November 2024 figure. The numbers fell across all of Donegal's social welfare offices. With more, here's Ryan Brawley.
The largest drop was recorded in Killybegs, with 340 people on the register, down 13%. There were 456 people signing on in Donegal Town, a fall of 10%. Ballybuffet and Dunloe both saw 7% fewer people signing, with 920 and 749 respectively. Ballyshannon recorded a drop-off of 5%, with 814 people on the register. Falls of 2% were recorded in Letterkenny and Buncrana, where the numbers signing on were 2,085 and 1,341 respectively. Finally, there were 462 people on the register in Dunfanaghy, a marginal decrease of 1%.
Donegal is said to receive over €303,000 as part of the local enhancement programme next year. The funding is intended to provide essential capital supports for thousands of small community organisations across the country. It has a particular focus on disadvantaged and areas in both urban and rural settings. 752 beef farmers in Donegal will benefit from payments from the SCEP scheme. €1.7 million been paid out to Donegal farmers in the third year of the scheme, according to the Department of Agriculture. It says farmers can expect to see money arrive in their accounts in the coming days. They're also urging farmers to submit any outstanding documentation as quickly as possible. The development of a veterinary course at ATU Letterkenny is part of a €4.5 billion plan to transform third-level education in Ireland's research and innovation sectors. The rollout of the degree accounts for around €150 million of the investment. The tertiary sector capital investment plan, lasting from now to 2030, has been published today. Also benefiting is Finn Valley College, Stranorer. That's getting funding under the Strategic Infrastructure and Upgrade Programme. Minister of State for Higher Education, Marian Harkin, says Donegal will also benefit from projects in neighbouring counties.
And I think it's important to be said that the investment is about confidence in those regions, in our young people and in the workforce, because they are the people who will benefit from it. And if we look, for example, at ATU, which is Atlantic Technological University, and that stretches from the north of Donegal right down to Galway, we see that there is significant investment, very significant investment in ATU Letterkenny on the new veterinary school. They're sharing that with the Southeast Technical College, but we're looking at somewhere between 100 and 150 million, and that's a really big programme. And then, of course, in Sligo, we have the pharmacy programme, which is supported under the Healthcare Education and Activation programme. And again, you know, programmes don't have to be just in Donegal for Donegal people to benefit. As long as they're in the region, they're close enough and people can access them. Because I know, of course, for people living in Donegal, access is always an issue.
Minister Marian Harkin. Meanwhile, the Culture Minister, Patrick O'Donoghue, has announced over €12 million in funding for 5G scalable hubs at ATU with the intention of revolutionising the training of students both on campus and through remote delivery. It's particularly intended to support apprenticeships.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to start your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 17 minutes past five and Mark Gallagher's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Dono. Good evening. We'll start with Gaelic Games. Donegal, Limerick, Galway and Kerry all spent over €2 million on their county teams this year. For the first time, Donegal have broken the €2 million barrier, spending €2,094,330. With the senior footballers run to the All-Ireland final, the figure is up from €1.861 million the previous year. Overall expenditure for Donegal increased by just over €744,000 up to €3.78 million, while there was also an increase in income of up €857,000 to just under €4 million. The surplus for 2025 is up €216,000. All Ireland champions Kerry spent €2.1 million this year, while Galway spend came to over €2.3 million. Donegal will hold their county convention next Wednesday in Jackson's Hotel. Moving on to soccer, Conor Bradley is set to return for Liverpool in the Premier League tomorrow when they face Leeds at Elland Road. The Northern Ireland international has missed the last four games due to a muscle injury. Meanwhile, manager Arne Slot was asked about the future of Mo Salah, who had been linked with a move away after being left out of the team for the last two games.
We have so many good players, and Mo has been such an exceptional player for us. So he's always, I don't know which word you use, but he's always in my mind to either start or to come in.
The Republic of Ireland will learn their potential World Cup opponents this evening. Washington plays host to the draw for next summer's tournament in the USA, Canada and Mexico. Ireland will face Czechia in the semi-finals of the European qualifier playoffs next March. This evening, cross-channel in the Championship, Hull City hosts second place Middlesbrough. And in the Irish League tonight, there's a massive game with two of the top three in action. Leaders Larne play host to third place Linfield. Well, new Celtic boss Wilfried Nancy believes the club fits perfectly with his approach to life and football. The French Frenchman will begin his managerial reign against Scottish Premiership leaders Hearts on Sunday after being appointed on a 2.5-year deal. Nancy has revealed what supporters should expect from the team under his stewardship.
For me, this is about proactivity. This is about trying to put doubt on the opposition, try to attack the ball as soon as possible, and after that also be disgusting to play against.
Moving on to golf, Rory McIlroy believes he can still contend at golf's Australian Open this weekend. Three bogeys late on in his second round have moved the Masters champion to 2 under par in Melbourne. Denmark's Rasmus Neergaard Pedersen and Daniel Rodriguez of Portugal are tied for first on 9 under. The Ulsterman is 7 shots off the lead, but he is hoping for 2 more low rounds.
I certainly haven't had my best stuff over the last couple of days, but you know, it was nice to finish with the way that I did. Wasn't looking great after the bogey on 14, which I'm sure we'll come to, but yeah, you know, overall obviously a great finish. Delighted to be here for the weekend, and you know, it's not, you know, 7 isn't too far back. Feel like if I can go out tomorrow morning and shoot a good one, I can get myself right back in the tournament.
In rugby, Ulster begin their Challenge Cup campaign this evening. Wallabies prop Angus Bell could make his debut off the bench for Richie Murphy's side, who welcome French side Racing 92 to Belfast. Kickoff is at 8 o'clock. In motorsport, Lando Norris has dominated practice ahead of Sunday's deciding Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. He set the fastest time in both of today's sessions and will be crowned Formula One World Champion with a top three finish in Sunday's race. McLaren teammate and title rival Oscar Piastri was 11th in the second run. Max Verstappen, who can also catch Norris, was second. Finally, in swimming, Mona McSherry won gold in the 50 metres breaststroke at the US Open overnight. The event is taking place in Texas. McSherry opted out of the European short course, which is currently on in Poland. Daniel Wiffen has qualified for the 800 metres freestyle final at those Europeans. He was second fastest in his heat, and the reigning champion will be chasing another medal in tomorrow's final. Wiffen has already won gold in the 1500 metres and bronze in the 400 metres. That is all your sport for now. We're back with more during Saturday Sport tomorrow afternoon. Back to you, Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Mark. A Donegal woman was arrested at Heathrow Airport and charged with importing Class A drugs last month. 49-year-old Tracy McLaughlin, originally from Inishowen but giving as of no fixed abode in the UK in court, was interviewed and charged on November 7th following the seizure of around 3.5 kilos of suspected Class A drugs found in her baggage. She appeared at Wimbledon Magistrates Court on November 8th. Initially, Ms. McLaughlin was remanded in custody but was later bailed until her next court appearance. An organisation supporting women with chronic illness says the care offered to those with endometriosis is not good enough. The Her Voice Project is planning a demonstration at Stephen's Green in Dublin tomorrow, calling for better treatment options. The HSC recently created the National Framework for the Management of Endometriosis in Ireland, but the Her Voice Project says more needs to be done. Cheryl Rock from the organisation says around 155,000 Irish women suffer with the condition.
It's been misunderstood for a number of years as a reproductive disease or as a period disease, but in fact, it's a whole body inflammatory disease. So it affects your entire body, and it's been found, the tissue of endometriosis has been found in every single organ. So, you know, you're not talking about just the reproductive system, but, you know, it can be found on the lungs, it can be found kidneys.
Agusanish an ocht, Olive, a Colum Ferreter.
Chamber Tash of Colum Ferreter and Shalin the Brief Skelty. Carter Falcher of Van Fogrego Kaiher Trohokas a Kuig million euro. Conchonskadal Kion Rodiach Vonager Digita a Karkon Kin. Tan Chonskadal Mark Hodge den Togre, the Hodgen Entus Urupi, a Welsh Mar Aim Ege Fwes Fastiot Agus Omahias a Urbirch. Sholo Kofartiot Stratisha Eger TG Kahargus Udras Nigeltata. A yenhi an ya agriacht a freshu frij inestiacht ar fiu oskion hen poncha da million euro an ae na bliana edger a sha agus jaru ya vila agus fihis a oct concursi alunya akar ar fail da ghini san arniol na lerachan agus na maen a arbirch. Ta ocaid special ta letterha agria ag evloj an cholacht Falsihucht a skidor, Amara and Sheol la de mean and dolog, a jajaka reglashi, Jenny and Okaj dart hegel and bla blend, Kaluru and Vlahu, August a chart or litriot, Sagelig, August scrive nori, a dalshi lore, leshen alsiot, a mlionam, a mas scrive nori avesa laher, na karmic magella aspug, Maya deni ren. Roshani Wheel, Padraig O'Tierney, Shannon Morrigan, Brian McElwarge, agus Aileen Crossley, to gaholas fwein imacht eg Evloj Bunk IE. Agus Larry and Taija a rinja le Jenny Gorwaila Locked Gro Letcher Kennan, tell you abre a yanif Vrandal, agus Vargiat ya Hangaha, Hart Rambala, Renu and Taija Mar Olwahan, the Hemenyar Gno, Agri ha glinr a letcher cannon, I go farciot le common tractor a letcher cannon, agus egin seminar, lower bridge ni honolia. Priv offigia feimenyach galiv le gelige fwin chonachar jarafa ata a emerch egin yachangahas a cursi egnamiacta, socialta, agus culturta, hart chahar na galiva. Chim mahodse eligulier, slanagus banacht.
Gramagus column. August Lish on I'm Sure. Rain clearing to scattered showers this evening, strong southeast winds gradually easing. Tonight we'll see a good deal of cloud overall with scattered showers and possibly more persistent rain at times. Lowest temperatures 5 to 8 degrees Celsius with mostly light to moderate southerly winds. Tomorrow Saturday will bring scattered showers and some bright spells. The best of those in the morning, top temperatures 8 to 10 degrees Celsius in mostly light to moderate southwest winds, freshening a little later. The main stories in brief on this Friday evening. The Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan has ruled out an immediate public inquiry into the Chrysler tragedy. Speaking during a visit to Donegal today, he said his view is justice isn't delivered through inquiries, and if there's a prospect of one or more prosecutions, that should be the initial focus. Minister O'Callaghan also confirmed a new Garda station is to be built in Carndonagh. A memo on age verification for social media sites could be brought to Cabinet as early as next week. The Media Minister says that's the focus of government rather than an outright ban on under-16s from such platforms. Australia is introducing such a ban from Wednesday. And police have made two arrests following a search of a property in Derry today. The planned search was carried out in the Berivale area of the city. A 26-year-old man and 25-year-old woman arrested on suspicion of drug offences. The man is still in custody. The woman has been released pending further inquiries. More details on all today's stories on highlandradio.com, and we're back with news headlines again at 6 o'clock. Until then, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 5th of December. The death has occurred of James Gallagher, Salah Hagrain, Letterkenny, formerly of Ardragh. Reposing at McCabe's funeral home, Ardragh, from 1 o'clock until 6:30 tomorrow evening, followed by removal to the Church of the Holy Family for 7 o'clock at the request of the deceased. Funeral mass at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Donegal Hospice. The death has occurred of John McNair, 3 McNeely Villas, Letterkenny. Reposing at Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountain Top, Letterkenny, tomorrow afternoon from 2 o'clock until 5 o'clock. Funeral service at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon in Conwell Parish Church, Letterkenny, followed by burial in the family plot in Gortley Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Archview Lodge Residents Comfort Fund, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Rachel Noble Maxwell, née Turnbull, Duran Point, Mount Charles, reposing at her home this evening from 6 o'clock until 10 o'clock and again tomorrow from 3 o'clock until 9 o'clock. Funeral service in the family home at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, with burial in St John's Church of Ireland Graveyard, Inver, at approximately 3:30. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal branch of the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland, care of any family member. A one-way system will operate for the wake, entering via Tully Voos and exiting via Tully Lagan. The death has taken place of Pat Harkin, Convoy. Pat's remains will repose at 7 Oak Park Convoy today from 6 o'clock until 10 o'clock and again tomorrow from 12 noon until 10 o'clock, with rosary both nights at 9. Funeral on Sunday in St Mary's Church Convoy at 1:30, with interment afterwards in the Old Cemetery Convoy. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Lake House Nursing Home Comfort Fund, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Eamon Eddie McCafferty. Eamon's remains will be received into St Gabriel's Parish, 83 Merrilee Road, Glasgow, on Thursday at 5. The funeral mass will take place at St Gabriel's on Friday, December 12th at 10 o'clock, followed by burial in Lynn Cemetery at 11:15. A memorial service will take place in St Mary's Church, Rimelton, Donegal, at 11 o'clock on Sunday, the 18th of January. The death has taken place of Tony McGonigal, late of 6 Ivy Park, Prehen, formerly of Ballymacorry, Strabane. Tony's remains are reposing in the family home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:15 for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Trench Road. Interment afterwards in Burt Cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Friends of Altlegavin Ward 40 or ICU Altlegavin Hospital. The death has taken place of Teresa Ferry, née Barrett, Carnamugga Upper, Letterkenny. Reposing at her daughter Sarah and Gavin Crawford's residence at 54 The Grange, Letterkenny, today until 8 o'clock. House private, please, at all other times. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with burial afterwards in Rathmullen Cemetery. The Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Alzheimer's Society, Donegal, care of any family member. And the death has occurred of Sarah McCrory, née Doherty, Cavanacore, Ballandrate, reposing at her residence today. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to St Patrick's Church, Murlough, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed at clonleyparish.com. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Patients Comfort Fund, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member, or Kelly's Funeral Directors. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.